So I was thinking that we could just... Oh, did we stop recording?
I think we started.
We started! Wow. Welcome back. Again, I'm Jordan.
Wow.
Your co-host. To my right, I have Jonah.
Yeah.
Peter.
Huh?
Benji.
Yeah.
And we are the church boys.
Mm-hmm. Boys!
Just your average everyday ones.
Yeah, yeah. Average?
I would consider myself average.
Average.
I would
consider myself a boy.
Average.
In church.
You would consider yourself a boy?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good sign.
It's a very good sign.
Do you know that guy on
internet
who does those videos?
That guy.
Who does that videos of where he says things, but the way that they're spelt?
I think
so. His thing would be like Average.
Average.
Do you mean is that Key and Peele?
What is his name?
Key and Peele.
I don't know if I don't know.
Jordan Peele and Michael Key. Keegan. Michael Key.
Oh no! Are you talking that like the Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
Aaron.
Aaron.
D-Nice.
Is
there a D-Nice here?
Do you mean Denise?
The one that I think of is...
Don't patronize me. No, what are you talking about?
There's this other guy who like goes into supermarkets and he reads labels of things,
yeah.
But he reads it the way that they're spelt.
Like
not
pronouncing every letter.
Free Shavakadu. Free Shavakadu.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I have not seen that guy.
I've seen a couple.
It's funny.
Of them. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I'll take your word for it.
He's a guy.
He sounds funny. He's a guy.
On the internet.
He's a guy. On the internet.
That should narrow it down for you.
Guy on the internet.
Yep.
Look her up.
Yep.
Look him up.
Just look up guy on the internet. You should find it.
It'll be there.
First video.
Should be first one, yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's surely a video of literally just a guy sitting there on the internet.
But like just sitting at a desk or.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how's he sitting on them?
Sitting on a couch.
Sitting on the toilet.
That's what I was thinking.
That's
wow. This is some real quality right here.
My niece has a book where this if you press quality. The button, it sings that a song and it goes, I'm sitting on the toilet. And there's a book that sings that.
That's funny.
It's the most annoying book.
Yeah, no doubt.
I've never heard it.
But yeah.
Should remix it.
What
I'll
do
bring
you
it
hear?
To the next podcast.
No, I haven't heard it.
No, I was just saying, like, what do you hear?
Well, here we go. My ears are a different breed.
They're built different.
They're built different.
I don't have great hearing.
He doesn't have ears at all. He just has a
what?
Flat skin.
Huh? What?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's just muffled.
I never asked how you guys were, but...
I don't know, we had
Who
fun.
Who cares?
I think
really?
I
think the audience doesn't care how we
nope.
are.
Don't care.
D-nice.
Moving on.
D-nice. Mm-hmm. None of us are actually D-nice.
What is
D-nice?
Wow.
I thought you were saying we're not very nice.
No, none of us are D-nice.
No, we're not D-nices.
We're not D-nice. Or Dionysus?
Dionysus.
Dionysus is like the god of wine.
Why
is it Dionysus?
That? I don't know.
Dionysus is
Dialysis? That's a different thing.
It might be Dionysus.
You right?
No,
I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm right. chilling.
I can tell. Look at you.
He's living his best life.
Oh,
nice.
Got him.
He's big chilling.
Big plug. Well, not really that big.
Medium plug.
That's really not that much of a plug.
A lot
either.
Of them not going to know about it.
Power.
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 Plug.
Bam. Gotcha. Like a power plug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pew. Should we actually?
Yeah. Okay. I'll keep it moving. So.
Because we're just spouting nonsense.
Keep
now.
Moving forward.
Yeah, but nonsense is great.
It's funny. Yeah. To listen to.
No, see, What's not the love? No. So a couple of episodes ago, we talked about our favorite movies.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were our top one was pretty unanimous.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to it. But the four of us all loved A Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm. Still do.
So now...
Part two is great,
Yeah, fair enough. We still do.
Yes, we did. We did watch part two.
Part
and
two
it is
great.
I have
two.
Not
if,
seen
If A Quiet Place
two.
Is 100 out of 100, A Quiet Place part two is 99 out of 100.
Yeah,
I have not seen part
it's
two.
Good. It's good. You should. Anyway.
It's good.
So today we're talking about TV shows. We're not even talking about movies. We're talking about TV shows.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
However, the reason I brought up movies was because we all kind of had a top one that was all the same. I think that will change with our TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, Peter, do you want to kick us off?
No, because I'm still thinking.
Benji, do you want to kick us off?
You know, the discussion before? I said nothing.
I'll start off with my number three.
Oh, okay. That's
you know, build up to the best one, mm-hmm. to the best show
number
ever.
Number three.
Sounds good.
Number three. They're all sitcoms, I will say that. They're just more enjoyable.
Sitcoms are good.
I don't really care for
drama
or sci-fi or any of that.
Yeah.
But my number three is Arrested Development.
Interesting.
Excluding the last season.
I don't even know what that is.
Interesting. I've only seen like a season and a bit of Arrested Development.
It's very funny.
Yeah, I found it pretty funny.
Well, basically,
it's a little weird.
It's about a family, the Bluth family. Mm. And they
I was
have
to say Michael Cera.
Well, Michael Cera is in it. He plays George Michael.
George Michael.
But basically, the grandfather is the owner of the family business. And he goes to prison for fraud. And the main character, Michael Bluth, is the only sane one in the family. And he tries to keep them basically in check whilst keeping the business afloat.
Yeah, they're all crazy.
It's so
funny.
That's
what I got from it, is they're all just absolutely
Yeah, they're all crazy.
Ridiculous.
Especially Job.
Is that Will Arnett's character?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's insane.
Everybody loves the chicken dance. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But I love how Michael Bluth, his son is George Michael.
That's what they call him. Every single time, it's George Michael.
It's George Michael.
It's never shown to George. It's George Michael.
Well, that's his name.
George Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that it never gets shown, though, like, your name is Benjamin, but some people call you Benji.
True.
I say most call me Benji.
See? Shortened.
Benjamin.
Number two is Parks and Recreation. Mm. Also just...
Love it.
It's so... just everything about it is hilarious.
It's very funny.
Because I know you love Parks and Recreation. It's just my style. My style is dry humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dry humor. If there's a laughing track, I probably won't enjoy the show. So I'm not a big fan of Friends.
Because of the laughing track?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my style. I will laugh in my own time. If I find something funny, I will laugh at it. And it's usually at the moments that...
Where it shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's just me. I find little things funny.
Or just nothing.
Like Ron's run. When he eats all the bacon.
Or when he hits Donna's Mercedes with the football. And he tells Andy to wait up.
Or, well, when the Mercedes gets shot.
Yeah.
And Donna's just like,
my baby! My baby!
Oh my gosh, Donna, is it your heart? Somebody drop my baby!
Okay, and your number one?
My number one has been referenced in many episodes of this podcast, and it is The Office.
Big surprise.
Big Shock surprise. Horror. It's the best show ever.
Michael!
Oh, that's real funny.
Michael!
There's just something about a show with a Michael in it.
Yeah, you like Michaels.
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott.
Main characters.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, The Office is so good.
Scooch over to Jonah.
I quote The Office all the time.
This one's hard.
Jonah's got a bit of a list.
This one's hard because I can't... I'm struggling to narrow it down to three.
That's okay. Just give us like...
So I'm just going to throw a few out there.
Ah, this is just like last time.
I'm so sorry.
I listed three in a top three. Go
give it to us.
I just got to break the box.
What you got? Yeah.
Okay, look. I also love The Office. The Office is probably... It's either number one or number two.
Let's just make
surely
a decision.
Number one.
Put him number one.
Okay. Well, The Office, very funny. Love it. It was actually my wife who put me onto The Office, and no regrets.
No regrets.
Great.
What, having a wife or watching The Office?
Both.
Okay, that's good.
I didn't know you were on it.
Correct answer.
What?
You said that she put you on it.
That is.
Didn't realize she had that power.
Excellent. I think it's funny. So, so funny. Another one that I really like. A lot of these are comedies, so I'm just going to list off these comedies and just leave it there. So Parks and Rec as well. I love me some Parks and Rec. So that's got to be number three.
Wow, our answers are so different.
Okay, this is where it is. Number two has got to be tied here. Parks and Rec and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Does Everybody Love Raymond?
No. Everybody Loves Raymond is quite funny. It's very, very funny. There's a episode where Robert, his older brother, is dating this girl who... who he invites over to Deborah and Raymond's house for dinner. And they have dinner. And she catches a fly and puts it in a tea towel.
Nice.
And then they leave the room because they're going to get coffee and cake and stuff. And Raymond is walking back over with the mugs. And she opens up the napkin and eats the fly. and his face and his reaction to it is the funniest thing ever. And then he's just like, Robert, I have to tell you something. This girl, she, you know the fly that she caught? Well, she just opened it up and she just ate it. And he's just like, you're seeing things. He's like, yeah, because she ate a fly. It's very funny. It's a great scene.
Take your word for it.
Another moment that's really funny is that he's in...
Okay, Jonah, you said you were just going
to
list.
I know, but I just wanted to say this other one. He's in the airport and he's going... So because he's a sports writer. And he's going on a trip to do this thing. And he's in the bathroom in there and he has a guy sneeze on his face. But the guy sneezes on him. He's like shocked. And then the guy leaves the bathroom and then he goes... and then washes like everything. And then gets sick. But anyways, it's quite funny. Another one, which is probably going to be my number three. So I think Parks and Rec, Everybody Loves Raymond, tied to second.
So he's scamming.
And then I think tied third has got to be Friends and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I do love Nine-Nine.
He's a scam. He scammed five out of three somehow.
Honestly, I don't care.
Look at that. Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, but it's still a top three because they're tied.
Well...
Tied for one, got five jokes. Tied for two.
But yeah, I think that there's a whole bunch of other shows I really like as well. Because I just have to do an honorable mention to like How I Met Your Mother and those sorts of shows. Very funny. Yeah.
Cheers.
Beatty, you don't want me to come back to you still?
Look, I only have two.
Two?
All right.
Two is good.
Just because
I listed five, so
I don't watch a lot of TV shows. This is the only actual TV show, not TV series that I can think of. Survivor's probably my second favorite.
I love
Survivor. Me and Benjamin love Survivor.
Reality TV.
Have you watched any of the US Survivor?
A little bit here and there.
I do not watch.
Not too much. I do prefer the Australian one. Not gonna lie.
So like how that.
I think it is better. I think the Australian one is better. First of all, it's longer and there's more contestants.
Yeah. And
how's that not more challenging?
Other one is Friends.
Yeah.
That's my number one. Yeah.
Friends is good.
Surely I can list off your third.
Okay. Do it.
The Chosen.
Oh, The Chosen's good. Oh.
Is this a TV series?
I guess technically.
Well, it's episodes, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is episodes.
Not say that's a show.
I don't know if it's a
I was going to say it's not
I mean, it's a show.
It's not on TV, but it is a show.
Yeah.
It would be on there.
I got to watch the last two episodes.
That would be probably...
whole season two is out now. So
nice. That over all of them, to be honest.
Have you finished
You wouldn't want to watch Lying and Deception, which is Survivor, over the truth of The Chosen.
I have a healthy balance.
Have you seen all of season two yet?
Yep.
Oh, I haven't watched the last two episodes yet.
I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, no. That's all right. Meh. Jordy?
All right, so we'll go to I'm going to start with number one.
And what?
I'm going to go down. Because number one, I know. And the rest of them just...
Just hurry up.
I have 47.
I will take my time. It's my turn to host. I can take my time.
That's how it works.
All right.
So number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me is Home Improvements.
Oh, yeah.
Which stars Tim Allen.
Is it Improvements or Improvement?
Home Improvements. I'm pretty sure that has an S.
That is news to me.
If it's not, you can correct me on that, but I'm pretty sure it has an S.
Well, imagine it's his favorite and it's not right.
I think some of my like favorite parts of that show. I don't even remember any specific scenes. All I remember is him talking to his neighbor over the fence.
Wilson. Yeah.
I think that's
so
funny.
Those who haven't seen it, Wilson's the neighbor, but you never see his entire face. He's always
No S?
No. Okay.
Ooh. Crazy.
So Wilson's always talking over Exposed. The fence. And so you can only see like his eyes. And even if he's not over the fence and he's in like the forest, then there's a tree over his face. He's always got something blocking his face.
That's just funny to me.
And even when they did like the character call out, so not even in the show, they're just calling out the actors to like take a bow. He would come out with like a mini fence on a stick and would have it in front of his face. And I think
that's funny.
Commitment, dedication, rather. Commitment. Yeah. I also like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's not in my top three, but
okay.
I wanted to give it a shout out.
It's
good. Yeah. I am going to put Lost in Space from Netflix.
Interesting.
As number two.
What a weird name.
What, Lost in Space?
From Netflix?
From Netflix. Yeah, that's
his
whole
time.
Netflix.
Well, because I'm being in pain.
Well,
don't worry.
That's because there's an old Lost in Space, and that's more of a sitcom. And it's like,
yeah, does that have Matt LeBlanc?
No, that's like...
No, I think it's something else.
It's like the 70s.
Oh, old.
Like it's
yeah,
old.
He's not that old.
But the one I like is... The first season got released in 2016, I think. And it's made from Netflix, hence why I said Lost in Space.
Netflix one.
By yep. Netflix.
Really?
Yes, really. I know.
No, he just felt like it.
And then my third one, also from Netflix, is called Lock and Key.
Oh, yeah. Is that any good? Because I've seen the things for
clearly
that.
Clearly, if it's in his top three, it's probably good.
I know. It's a trash
thing. It might be rubbish.
So it might not be your thing. That's true.
No, I really like it.
All right.
It's in his top
so
three.
So much that it's
that's
in his
like
top three.
The Umbrella Academy. That's the other one that I see
all
the time.
I do love Umbrella
but
Academy.
But I'm just like, is that any
and
good?
And I also love Stranger Things. I like a lot of...
I thought about putting Stranger Things on my top three.
I've watched a few episodes of Stranger Things and then... Didn't continue.
Yeah. Look, it's not for everyone. Lock and Key...
I mean, it's not that I didn't want to continue. Yeah, I will say that.
Lock and Key is based on a graphic novel series. And it follows these three siblings that... Spoilers, their dad dies. That's in the first episode, though, so...
It's not really.
Not really. And they have to go... And they...
Back in time.
Never
not back
it.
In time. Oh. They and their
back
mother
to the
move to their father's childhood home. And it's this massive home in this... country town
party.
And throughout the house they find all these keys and they all draw different
do they
things.
Open locks
they well some of them do open
wow
for example one of the keys if you put it in a door and you picture
it
somewhere
opens.
You've been and you open the door it teleports you to that place
that's kind of cool
and then another one of the keys
I want one of
it's a little bit weird but you can stick it into the back of your neck you turn it and then a box will appear, and then you can climb into the box, and it enters your mind.
Wow.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know if I want to enter my mind, because it would just be a big mumbo jumbo.
But so your body's still there, so you kind of like astral projection.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Out of your body.
Astral projection, love it.
I know. It's a
what was that shrimp?
It's a good show. It only has one season at the moment, but I know there's a second season coming.
Renewed.
So I'm excited for that. And Lost in Space has a third season coming, so I'm also excited for that.
Lost in Space. Who's in Lost in Space? I know I've seen the thingies, but who's an actor who's in it?
I don't know the actors' names.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Sorry.
Do you know something else that the actors are in?
No.
Okay.
So lesser known actors, I like that.
Yeah, I like what they do in this show. I don't need to see them in it.
That's enough.
That's enough for me.
That'll do.
They're doing good here. I don't need that ruined from another show.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would be ruined.
That's all of my shows.
Nice.
And that's all of your shows, so we will move on.
Yeah.
So, my main topic for today...
Wait! No, I'm kidding.
You want to? We can wait. You
no,
wanna,
I'm.
You want to add something?
I'm just messing.
Bring
with
it on.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good.
Well, he is yeah,
pulling
fuck,
your
fuck.
Leg.
Well, he's not pulling my leg. He's all the way over there.
He could be.
Anyway, so what we're talking about is how to get rest when you are stressed.
Sound bite.
It is.
Someone quote that right now.
Let me write it down. What did you say?
How to find rest.
How? Is this like a tutorial? Like a YouTube tutorial?
Step one. Step one.
Yes, exactly. Step one. No. How to find rest when you are stressed.
Preach.
Oh, look, there it is. All right, thanks for listening.
You just gotta look under the carpet. It's somewhere.
It's probably brushed under there.
Yeah, somewhere.
That's where you brush rest under. It's the carpet.
Yep. Rest or stress?
No, because you're finding
brush
the
rest.
Gotcha, while you're stressed. Mm-hmm. And you might be stressed because you're looking for rest.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm getting stressed with all these rest words. All
right.
Arrest my case.
Yep.
What do you want to start?
I
something?
Think it's a good topic to talk about.
Thank you.
Good work.
We'll see you next week.
No, we're not finishing it just there.
Oh.
Unless you want to finish it right there.
No,
I'm good.
That's what I thought. We'll keep going.
Really? So no, I want to know.
You want to know? You want to know more?
Will you show me? I want to know about that. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay.
Okay, don't. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's a song in Tarzan. Anyways.
Ah, gotcha.
Why is that?
Yeah, why did that pop into your head?
I don't know. My brain. You know, sometimes. It's brain. Just somewhere else.
Anyway, so I'm going to start off with something really simple and basic. And that is, you need sleep.
Yeah.
Wow, that like, is so basic.
I know.
I just looked up Peter.
I know it's super simple and super basic, but if you are stressed, a good night's sleep can really help lower your stress levels. To the point where I looked this up. There's a Bible verse that talks about sleeping.
Nice.
And I'm going to read it.
See, the Bible just has the answers, man. Just like...
If I can...
Get it!
Open question, it. Answer. There it is.
So it's from Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3:24. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet.
What book was it? Because I heard Roberts.
Proverbs.
Proverbs.
That's Proverbs.
I was like, Roberts is not a book. I know for sure I misheard that.
No, Proverbs 3:23.
Proverbs.
When you lie down, Proverbs. You will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet.
Sweet. I like it. That's
I love it.
So good. I think when we don't sleep enough. I mean, we can also not be sleeping because of stress.
That's very true.
But I think there is a stress release that can come from sleeping, you know?
It helps.
And getting good rest. And real rest, not just... Oi, bit of regurg. Not just rest in, like, quotation marks, you know? Where
like
it's like,
good,
oh, I'm resting.
Sleep.
No, you're not. You're just...
You're sitting down.
Yeah. You're not actually, like, resting yourself properly.
Resting, I think, means, like, rejuvenating as well.
Yeah.
And big words.
I know. And that can only happen when you get a good sleep.
A good night's rest.
A good night's rest. It really does go a long way.
Well, it's scientifically proven.
That's true.
As well. I couldn't tell you how, but it is.
But it is.
Though, just like a bit more science for you. The way that your body wakes up is your body produces a hormone called cortisol. Now, cortisol is the thing that makes you stress. Is the hormone that induces stress.
The body's like, all right, time to be stressed.
Get up.
And that kind of makes sense.
It does.
Because if you're in like a flight or fight situation. Yep.
Your body produces cortisol.
Exactly.
And adrenaline.
If you wake up and you need to suddenly be alert.
You suddenly need to punch something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to punch something when you wake up.
Yeah.
Like your pillow. You just get real angry.
Well, if you have like a muscle spasm, maybe.
But yet, your
good night's sleep.
Like, your cortisol levels are, or should be, unless you live a very stressful life, should be highest when you just wake up.
There you go. I did not know that.
Yeah. Very interesting. But it's not like causing you distress. It's just the way that your body.
Just to get you up.
Yeah. Uses.
Get you moving.
Wake up.
Exactly. Get you moving.
It's kind of cool.
Well, the hardest time to move in the day is. When you wake up.
For sure the morning.
It is a struggle.
Dave, have you ever had those times where you wake up, but you just can't, you wake up in a bit of like a panic?
done that before.
I had that the other night.
It's kind of like...
I was actually scared. It's frightening. I was actually scared because I'm pretty sure I had fallen asleep. I don't know. I went to bed at like 12 or something like that. But I saw something on the roof, something moving. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what it looked like because I can't remember. But like I just jumped up, turned the light on, and I was like breathing heavily. Check the time. It was only like 12:40. I was like, 40 minutes. Now, was I actually asleep?
Mm.
But it scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Probably a bit stressful as well.
And then I promptly fell asleep when I found out it was nothing.
I think another way to find rest when you're feeling stressed or when there's stress is going back to the things of, like, if you're stressing about something specifically, like an assignment or something like that, maybe take a little bit of time, just take a little bit to just do something that you like and to de-stress you a little bit there.
Schedule break, yeah.
Yeah. I think scheduling breaks is a great idea.
It definitely is.
I
also think if you're stressed, a good way to deal with it is just to simplify what's going on. Because like if there's a lot going on in your life and you're just running around from one thing to another, that just adds to it and you're not finding room to be stressed, to be rested.
You're not finding room to get extra stressed because that's you're already too stressed.
There's no room at all.
You're stressed about finding the extra room to be stressed.
But if you simplify it, then it's uncomplicated, then that takes another load off of what you need to think about.
Yeah, I think like something that I used to do when I was in school, in year 12, is because it can get stressful when you look at how many assignments you have to complete, and it works for uni as well. You look at how much you have to do, and you can look at all of it, and you can go, how am I even going to start? I would always be like, okay, well, what's due first? I'm going to focus on that, get that good, and then I'm going to move on to what's due next, you know?
Yeah, probably do that.
You know, or if lists are how you work and lists help you de-stress, write a list. And I tell you what, if the list is stressing you out because you
get rid of it
because it's not working for you, break the list down into like other parts. Because then you at least know what progress you're making on that part of the list. You know what I mean? Because that way you can actually see, okay, I am getting somewhere. Regardless of it being slow, I'm getting somewhere. And I can see that I am.
Better to move forward slowly than
a list of lists.
Exactly right. I'm not a big list person, but I do think that they can be helpful.
I'm a list person every now and then.
What's a list?
A list.
I was going to say I don't particularly like operating under an organized and set schedule.
The only list I make is a shopping list.
Do you even make that?
Yeah.
Wow.
If there's a couple of things I need to pick up, then I'll write a list.
It's a shopping list.
I don't write lists often. I sometimes for work just so I can see, okay, this is what I need to get done. But like most of the time, I'm just breathing.
Wing it.
Just use the old noggin.
Well, yeah, a lot of the time the list is in the brain. I know what I got to be done.
In the big brain.
Big brain.
Yeah. But I can't always rely on that because I forget a lot.
Tell me about it.
Not good.
What are you saying?
Yeah, what?
You said something?
Yeah, I think I think it's important to take time to de-stress. Because you know, you can live in a state of stress. But if you're taking time in your daily routine, you're taking time to actually de-stress, to actually wind down, as some people will say, whatever other terms you want to use. To actually do that, you will find real rest because you've taken the time to get yourself ready for it, you know, and prepare to rest. I think winding down is important, especially if you're wanting to sleep better.
I also think having a set routine. So when you're winding down, try and find something that you enjoy doing and is quiet and try and do it every single time.
Yeah.
Because that trains your body and your brain. For example, if you always have a shower right before bed, then when you get into the shower, your brain might be like, all right, it's almost time.
I'm getting ready for
sleep. I'm going to sleep.
You just pass out in the shower.
That's not good. Or if you read before going to bed, or just something that's not high level. Like playing basketball right before your bed, probably not the best choice.
It can work for some people, but even personally, my mind doesn't switch off, as you will.
I get it. Neither does mine. I think something that has worked for me sometimes is if my mind's not going to switch off, I'll either put something on, so I'm focusing on something else, watching something.
Yeah.
Or I write it down. Whatever's going on in the brain, I just start writing stuff. Journaling actually can really help. Whether it be on your phone or in person.
I'd go through like a book in like 3 nights if I wrote down everything. It's also
but that is fine.
Verbalizing it. I'd get like RSI in my hand. I can't do that.
Do it digitally.
You'd still get it.
Because you will eventually get to a point where you would go
speech to text.
Speech to text, just say it out loud.
But you'd eventually get to a point where you've gotten it out. Because sometimes it doesn't need to be all of it. It just needs to be enough of it.
Or the main points.
I found that that's worked for me a couple of times. Yeah, often really it's just distract.
I was going to say I get way too far down thought patterns of thinking about other people and like I had like what can I do for them, like got relaying situations in my head thousands of times with different scenarios, different outcomes, like don't switch off, like always
go,
high
go,
wired
go.
In my head, like
that's like I've noticed if we have a big night on the Friday, I don't sleep well that Thursday. I just never do. It always we have a youth and young adults event called Culture. I don't know if we've mentioned it before. Every single time, it's like the week before or the week of, I don't sleep well because I'm thinking about it constantly. Even when I'm doing other work, I'll be thinking about it.
It doesn't help that you're also excited and expecting it to come. So obviously, you want it to go well. But I feel like maybe even some of those who come to Culture, they love Culture. So, you know, the night before, you're like, Culture's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like Christmas.
But I think about...
Christmas Eve is exciting, so you can't sleep as well.
I think about every aspect, every little thing. Does this person know what they need to know? Is this going to work if we do this way? Is this going to happen properly? Is that going to happen properly? Are they comfortable if I ask them to do that? Like, every little aspect, because... I mean, I got to, is one thing. But then I think, so for me, I tend to write down, during those times, I tend to write down, okay, well, what do I got to get done? What's actually got to be done? Because otherwise, I'll just live in a state of stress. Stressing
about. I was going to say that that's a case where you have a very practical solution in that, having... something to refer back to in that situation is going to be like, all right, I know that I'm going to remember all these things now.
Often it is practical. I mean, I've had other situations of maybe I'm dealing with a scenario or situation in a school scenario as a chaplain, and it's pretty intense. And most of the time, I'm usually pretty good at leaving work at work with that, and home is different, and I cut it out. But there has been a few where I've had to come home and I've had to think about it more. And you start questioning of like, did I do the right thing? Was that the correct response? Was that this? Was that, could have I changed things here or there? I mean, I've had to get better at just going, look, doesn't matter. I just done my best.
You're not perfect.
Yeah. But, you know, find the rest in that and to de-stress out of it. Yeah, a lot of it will be, maybe I'll watch something to de-stress, or I'll go do something to de-stress, or who knows, maybe sometimes I just got to get it out, so maybe I'll type it down or talk to someone about it, make sure that we got it all right, or just double check that, do you think this is what was correct, or pray about it.
Speaking of talking to someone about it, I think, so we talked about sleeping and then waking up well, and then starting your day well, and a good way to start your day is to start with talking to God.
Yeah, I mentioned tonight in my preach tonight, I mentioned that if you want to like have your week or your day go well, a good way to start is giving the day to the Lord.
Mm.
You know, starting it going like, yep, God, I'm going to give this day to you. You have all reign here. Regardless of the good or bad, I at least know that I am giving this to you and it's for your glory.
And it starts your day off.
Well, even just saying, today is going to be a good day.
Yeah, exactly.
You kind of like trick your brain.
Speak it over yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The power of words, you know. And I'm not talking about, because I know that some people are like, I manifested that. Nah, that's not what it is. It's the fact that you, in that situation, have basically convinced yourself that, yeah, it's going to be good. Things are going to go well. I mean, I think it's start it right. If the middle's a little bit choppy, it's all right. Whatever. And then try to end it right. You know? Make a nice little sandwich.
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 Sandwich. Sandwich.
Sandwich.
A day is just a sandwich.
Yeah.
Of sleep.
You sleeping the whole day?
No, because you sleep. You have the sometimes. Day. Then you sleep again.
So it's...
It is difficult sometimes to actually de-stress properly, though. Like, it's not... Well, a lot of the time, it's not necessarily easy.
No.
And, you know, for some people, yeah, it doesn't come natural.
I also think there's... So stress obviously has different levels and there's different kinds of stress, which means some days... You may be able to de-stress and rest quite quickly, but then the next day it may take longer and be harder to do it. And you're gonna kind of gotta take it on a case by case basis.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know sometimes for some people they can't de-stress until something's done. So, in the example of an assignment, some people can't de-stress till that assignment is done.
Yeah.
Then you have those weird people that thrive on stress. So yeah. They don't really need to rest because they're like, no, this is good.
Yeah. I mean, I thrive in stressful situations. I do not thrive on stress.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
I just do well in a stressful situation.
I was going to say I'm good under pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, good under pressure. But I can't live in stress. I'd be like, nah, get me out of this. This sucks.
Some of my best assignment grades were from last night jobs.
Do you mean all your... No.
Do we have any examples of how you guys might relieve stress?
How I personally?
Yeah.
Just have to get up and physically move myself. So, for example, if I'm doing an assignment and it's just over-stressing myself and freaking me out, I literally just get off of my chair, walk out of my room, go for a... Literally just like up the road and back into my room. And I feel so much better just having moved myself, bit of fresh air, little bit of change of scenery. Just kind of to kickstart, restart my brain.
Change of scenery does work sometimes. I have, gone for a walk before, gone for a run before. That doesn't always work. Sometimes
run.
You get back and you just go.
What is running?
Sometimes you get back and you're just like, I don't know, I'm kind of done.
Because then you're just tired.
Yeah.
Then you don't do it. Then you become more stressed. Although I do
watch some YouTube.
People can get stress out
watch
through
some
exercise.
TV shows or an episode or so of a TV show.
Just don't get too invested where you just like watch.
For me, cook.
Episode.
If I just like take the time to just cook something and like get to make something. Create something, then I'm like, yeah, that was good. That was
what
fun.
If you burn it?
Then I'll do it again. I'll make it again. I wouldn't burn it because I'm a good chef.
Big cool.
I'm not actually a chef.
I'll be honest with you. I do a lot to nullify my stress. I don't think it removes it. It always catches up with me later. But there's definitely stuff that will distract me.
Mm.
I have a very work situation. Like if it's busy and it's a little bit stressful, I drink cold water.
Interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah.
It's like shock your brain into like, we're doing this.
Yeah. But it's also in a spot where it's kind of tucked around the corner, you know. I can't see any customers.
Just behind that wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the two.
He goes around the corner to get his fix.
That's classic front of house.
Yeah. Behind that wall. I don't even know there's on that.
Iced water. A whole glass of that.
Yeah.
And he's
good to go.
Just a tall glass of water. In like work scenario, sometimes, yeah, I just got to get away from a desk, go for a walk, go do something, go look
at a tree.
I sometimes, if I'm working on something, I'm like, I can't, like, this is just not happening. I'll get up and I'll walk out and I'll just have a look in the other rooms in the church and see
what's going on here.
What are you doing?
I'll start looking at what needs to be done or what do I need? What do I got to get?
I think get more stressed.
That doesn't make me more stressed. That kind of just makes me more aware. And then I go, yeah, right. And the walking around sort of helps.
Not anymore. I used to walk in here and go, oh, those LED lights aren't up.
Yeah, I'd go, yeah, you know, I'd walk in and I'd be like, it's flipping LED lights. All right, what do I need now? What's left? What have I got to get done? When can I get it done?
Never.
Got it done though.
Get her done.
Get her done. Yeah, I'm. Change of scenery. Yeah. I think change of scenery is the one thing that just
change
works.
Change of scenery is big.
Very well.
You just need to change what your eyes are seeing.
Yeah.
Or what you're hearing.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, for me, for a while, I was studying full time. Working full days, or 4 days, and then, not 4 days, 4 days, and then running youth on Friday, having one day off on the Saturday, but I'd have to study on that day, Sunday church, and then have to study after church, and then repeat.
Oh my goodness.
That was my week.
No wonder you're stressed.
Oh, that was my week for like a term and a bit.
Yeah.
I
don't have that. I don't mean it.
No.
Kind of feels braggy, but it's I don't not. Really get stressed.
That's not braggy.
I get a little bit.
That's just.
I get a little stressed at work if it's like really busy, and you know everything's on me kind of thing.
Yeah,
mine's a lot less stress and a lot more. I'm just anxious about a lot of different things.
Yes,
mine. If you look at your life.
You don't have heaps to worry
about.
And you realize
there's nothing left.
There's, no, I've got nothing
if you're
looking,
like, there's
I have
not
nothing to worry about, really.
To be stressed about.
Yeah.
You're not studying, so you don't have to stress about work.
Yes.
So you do work, and so you stress about a little bit like that.
And it's not full-time.
But it's not full-time. And then if you're at home.
This sounds so petty, but the thing I get stressed about the most is a close game in Rocket League.
If that's what you're getting stressed over,
hey, you're doing good then.
And the only way I'll be relieved of that stress is when the game is over.
So but no, I was doing that.
So
that was my week.
Finish the game.
That was my week for a while. And then trying to maintain, and then trying to keep a good, healthy relationship with my wife.
I was gonna say also, I don't have to worry about anyone else.
And then also trying to also maintain good relationships and stuff with friends and with you guys and who clearly not friends.
No, friend and you guys. Wow.
No, of course you guys are part of that, but then also the youth leaders and stuff as well, who are also friends. But just like
good
those other things. And then also,
yeah, good safe,
you know, just trying to maintain that well while also working on that level. I was living in a state of stress,
yeah,
which was fine because I was thriving well for a time. Like I was going pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I could manage that and handle that. But there was a point where I had to stop.
Yeah, it gets to a point where it's too much.
So I've taken two terms off.
Yeah.
Oh man, so much rego. And then
well, I find myself at youth, I don't get too stressed.
Nah.
Sometimes we have big nights. So if there's like 20 kids that come in at once, that's a little bit stressful.
There was only one time that we were stressed real bad on a Friday. There's only one time I can think of, and it was The Amazing Race. And it was because we had to put everything in those envelopes. Because
we suck at organization and planning.
So you might have been stressed. I was not stressed that night.
Oh, I wasn't stressed. I was just sick of putting stuff in envelopes.
No,
Jonah was actually stressed.
I was actually stressed, and I know Benji was too, because we were sitting there, and it was just us two, and we were trying to blitz.
Well, I was thinking about it realistically, because the youth were going to start arriving in what, a couple hours?
Yeah.
And we were not even close to having
everything
ready.
Well, we hadn't even started.
Yeah.
We were like, how is this going to even
work? I was like, this time frame is cutting it close.
And we
it was cutting it close.
We didn't even get it ready in time. We went over, which is fine.
Yeah. I was able to, this was my way of relieving that stress, was not doing it and going to sign in.
I was passing it off to someone. I took over.
Yeah, you did. I started the envelopes.
I've never seen you, I've never seen you in stress.
Yeah.
I do stress in quotes because like, it's not like real stressful.
No,
not
really.
I've never seen you at that level except for then. You were like, actually like, how the heck are we even going to do this?
Yeah.
What the heck?
I was
like,
Peter's usually here by now. Where is
You're
he?
Like, where is everyone? That was one of the few nights where I was like, why couldn't Jordy be here early?
Yeah, that was a night where I told him in advance that I was going to be late because I was working.
Yeah.
So I didn't get there till maybe 6:15.
Oh, real late, yeah.
And we still weren't ready.
And I walked in and all of the youth leaders
were absolute chaos.
In the office working hard. And I was like, well, this looks fun.
Well, it was just like me out there with the youth. And it was like chaos.
Do you know what made that night getting that ready more stressful and worse? Was, I'm not going to say who, you guys know who, the youth who came up to me and were just like, oh, shouldn't we be started?
Oh, let's do it all the time.
I was like, yeah, we should be started, but leave me alone. I'm trying to get us ready.
We start when we want to start.
Well, like, that's like
youth is not strict. We start when we're ready.
We try to keep as close to the schedule as possible.
Our schedule is more of a guideline that we follow pretty closely.
Yeah.
But if we don't follow, it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
We do not stress about that.
Not one.
Like, oh, it's 6:33. Yeah, we should probably start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened tonight.
That's what happened tonight.
But I just know that when people ask that consistently, that can annoy me.
It's just annoying. That's
like
that's
even
not
the
stressful.
Yeah,
that's
it's just
annoying.
And it just added to it. I was like, I'm already trying to get this thing already, and here you are asking me when we're gonna start. Well, leave me alone.
Don't waste my time.
We'll start when we're ready.
Get out of my face.
Yeah.
I will say, they have gotten better though.
They have. Well, I don't even think it was that day. I think they saw me really at that state.
Yeah.
At the lock-in.
Yeah, you at the lock-in.
Because there was a point where I was like,
done.
You're not asking me any more questions.
You were
I'm done.
I'm going to the office.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm going to go to the office for a bit.
Oh,
Jordan hit that point 3 or 4 times during the night. I was moving into a different environment.
I was fine, but then every now and then I'd walk into a room and then I would see one of them and I'd go, I got to leave. I just feel like I just cannot look at you.
Put that speaker away.
Which is fine. I love them all.
We know.
Yeah, but that's just, you always say that.
You have to say that.
You have to say that.
I don't have to say it.
They have to put it on there.
Yeah. I think after that night, they've left me alone a lot more with those questions because they were just like, oh.
They haven't. So occasionally they asked me and they haven't asked me.
But they asked you because they know not to ask Jonah.
That's true.
Because they know.
Jonah's like, don't ask me.
Because they
come to me.
That I'm just going to go, yeah, we haven't started.
Yeah, they have asked, like, shouldn't we start soon? I mean, probably.
Sure. Here's the microphone.
I'm not going to give them the microphone.
Yeah.
Jordy loves the microphone way too much. He's not giving it a youth one.
They're not getting it.
Mm. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, though, yeah. I think we've covered that topic
pretty
well.
We've covered it pretty well. I think we will end it there. We've seemed to reach a natural conclusion.
Cool. Yeah. No.
We're all happy with ending it there?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah, no. No, yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll put this puppy to rest. No.
Yeah. Slap a bow on it.
Wrap her right down.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. I will end in prayer, though.
He'll do it.
We like doing good. That.
Don't tempt him.
I will. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Do it. You won't.
Do it. You won't.
Watch me. Everyone close your eyes. Bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we can all gather here and talk about you and just enjoy each other's company. I pray that what we are talking about helps at least one person listening and that they can just de-stress from what's going on, whether it's uni work, school work, whether it's a friendship that's just not going well or anything that's going on in their life, that you'll just be with them and that they can find time to simplify and find time to really rest and just feel good about themselves as well. And I pray all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Emmanuel.
Come on.
So, as usual, subscribe, follow our socials.
Yep.
All get that good stuff.
All the good things.
Mm.
And until next time, stay healthy, stay safe.
Try to de-stress.
De-stress.
This week, take some time.
You know what?
To just
that's your homework.
Rest up. De-stress.
There's no homework.
Homework. Homework.
I mean, it's good homework. Don't stress.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, but
homework.
No, but you're calling it homework. Homework produces stress.
Fine. Don't do it.
It is your at place of residence work.
What? Okay, we're going to end it here. That. Goodbye.
So goodbye. Yeah.
See you next time.
Bye.
Welcome to the after show.
What? It just does making noises.